you learn to, you got to give thanks unto Him. You remember my leper's message? Because you feel the sacrifice that it took for Him to love you. When you can feel the sacrifice that anyone made to love you, you're going to understand Jesus. Because everybody don't make those kind of sacrifices. I'm talking about the kind of sacrifice they put you in front of them and you get to go first. I'm talking about the kind of sacrifice where they put on hold things they could have in life. I never seen anybody do it like Pastor. Pastor put everything on hold and blessed everybody around her. And I'm standing back looking. I said, okay. And I used to mess with her. I said, Pastor, your mother gonna like me. Because I'm going to look out for you, because you just do not look out for yourself. I said, so mama going to like me when she see me. Because you don't see people like that on every corner. Do I need to say it again? You don't see people like that on every corner. Amen. Human beings say, I'm going to do so the Lord can do for me. Right? Right. I'm going to do so the Lord can do for me. Let me tell you how the wisdom I move with. When the Lord gives me the supply I need for what I want, and if I take it and sacrifice it and give it, I don't ask Him for it again because He already gave it. Whose posture is that? Whose posture is that? Church, whose posture is that? Whose posture? Whose posture? Come on, talk about everybody. Come on. Whose posture is that? If the Lord blesses me for something I've been praying and He gives it to me, and I decide to sacrifice it and give it to someone else, I don't ask the Lord to give it to me again. Whose posture is that? Somebody take a mic. Talk to me.
It's your posture.
Tell them again.
It's your posture.
So I don't ask Him again. That's what I call sacrifice. Now, what would be His posture? Let's see if you can hear that. This is, what do you hear about that? You define my posture. What would His posture be? What do you feel about that? Anybody, what would be His posture? Go ahead. Let me hear.
The only thing I'm hearing is that He'll have mercy on whom He will. So He could give it again, or He could choose not to give it.
You are hearing. Put your hands together. She's hearing. But I cannot influence Him to lean to me. I have to do what? Leave it alone. But He could do, in His posture, whatever He wants to. That's how I move. That's what I put blood in. I don't go and say, no, I'm a guild so the Lord can. That's law. Love is not like that. Do you believe that love can save, has saved you? Do you believe love saved you? Anybody believe love saved you? Did love really save you? Deliver you, translate you out of darkness, and sent back the Holy Ghost. And even though we're struggling with it at times, love didn't go nowhere. Did it? You got to understand, it's nothing greater than love. You're going to see it manifest tremendously from the shepherd. And it can look pretty different than what you've been used to seeing. I just thought I'd tell you. It's because you don't understand love. Does love trust sometimes? You mean love just trust? What is love trusting? Get my set again. Get on that mic. What is love trusting?
Itself.
So where are you in the picture?
I'm not.
Where are you?
I'll say I'm not. I'm receiving, I suppose.
Love is trusting what? Itself. And where are you created?
In Him. So I'm in love.
You're created in love.
Mm-hmm.
Your constraint is love. Mm-hmm. The love of God constraint is on. Am I okay? Because where I am, this is where we talk. It's really like I'm communing with Him. I think you. It's Corinthians, I think. You got to hear this. I hear this. Got this. I want to show you something. So powerful. I want to prick your conscience now, okay? So your conscience can be purged and be equal with His conscience. I and my Father are. Do you feel equal with the Lord? Let this mind be in you that was also in. Do you have the mind of God that makes you think like God? Because if you do, you get slapped on one cheek. What are you just going to spontaneously do without thinking? Do you have His mind? So what do you say? In the finished product, I am that I am by the grace of God. Now I have to prove it. I'm going to walk through this. What do I have to deal with? I got to deal with my flesh. I got to deal with my youth. I got to deal with the God of this world until I overcome Him. And how do we overcome the world? Don't worry, we're going to answer that one, Charlotte. Read this.
2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead.
Whoa. Read that part again, because he quickened this. He quickened this just a few minutes ago. You got to hear this based upon what you said. Come on.
Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead.
If one died for all, then what? Is that making you equal? You mean He died and concluded you with the death and said you died with Him? Wait a minute. Are you hearing the faith? Are you really hearing the faith? Whose mind is that? Start at the top with that part again.
2 Corinthians 5 verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead.
Now, is everyone dead? So who's trying to die? Here's a faith moment. If your body was sick, how would you deal with healing? If your body, now all of you should have been running to the mic at that moment. If your body was sick, how would you deal with healing? Huh? We don't know what to say to you. You all had such a good prayer before I came in. I mean, you all were in the vein. Did I didn't pull you out, did I? You see, in my lifetime, anybody ever went to the doctor and the doctor diagnosed and they said, I don't have that? Come on, anybody say that? No, I don't have that. You know why you say that? Your words are full of fear. You are so fearful. You fight with fear, and fear has torment, and your very fighting torments you because you don't understand love. So the God of this world ministers to you and make you walk by sight so you don't believe what the Lord has done for you. If he keeps making you point and look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. Do you know you can die looking at this and that? Come on, you can die looking at this and that thinking you're okay. And you get evil, right? Anybody been saying when evil came and you had an evil conversation, did anybody say, but the Lord is good? You all didn't forget my... come on now. You all didn't forget that quick. Come on now. You didn't forget that quick. Now, come on. Now, come on. That's exercising. And the moment you say the Lord is good, what happened to that evil conversation? If you've been doing it, what happened to it? It left. Well, it left me when I did it. I don't know. The love of God constrains us. This is what it means. The love constrains you. Stand up. Love faces. Look at the camera. This is the constraint. She's mathematic and she loves it. A constraint sets boundaries. Are you with me? Love won't let you walk outside of love. I'm hearing. Which means that if this is the constraint, if her flesh pulls her over here, the constraint don't move. The constraint stays here. It doesn't have to move. Because what love constrains can't go anywhere. Then what went out? The flesh. And now she's conscious of the flesh, the God of this world, and it has her moving outside. And now she's going to believe a lie because she doesn't even believe that she's in God's hand anymore. She can't feel it. Now, ain't but one thing going to snatch her back. Faith. A word. Snatch them out of the fire. That's Jew. That's Pastor. Okay, Pastor, I'm going to preach it for you. You got constraint. I want you to see how it works. Watch this. This is what the shepherd can do when the sheep try to get out of the pasture. This is what the shepherd can do by the word of God. Lord, I'm finna shout. I'm finna run around the whole house. Thank you. You got to see this. Is it easy to understand? Is it easy to understand? Easy? Make sense? Good. And all that getting. So if anything you don't understand, you say, hold up, shepherd, I don't understand. Go ahead. If you have.
Jude 1 verse 22. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Those are balancing power. What was the first two you named?
Be glory and majesty.
Balancing power, equality. Go ahead. The next two.
Dominion and power.
Balancing power. Those two. In Christ Jesus, those are the balancing powers that makes equality. I just want you to know that. Now go back up just a little bit where he said, just before he hit snatching them out of the fire. I want you to hear this.
Jude 1 verse 22. And of some have compassion, making a difference.
Compassion makes a difference. Jesus moved with compassion and healed people. There are times I can pray for you and I feel your very spirit. And I can hear your spirit weeping before the Lord and you not even conscious of it. Because you become more conscious of your flesh than your spirit. And when you are conscious of your flesh, you can't hear your spirit. But anyone compassionate can hear the groanings of your spirit that the Lord has quickened, that you are dead to. And compassion can make them feel that. And when they feel that, they don't deal with what's on the surface that everybody else is dealing with. They don't deal with what everybody else is seeing. They see something that nobody else can see. Because they're walking by sight. Compassion makes you deal with what nobody sees. Jesus has compassion on the woman caught in the very act of adultery. The Pharisees and the scribes, those self-righteous people, can't see what God sees. Nobody sees what Jesus sees because he's got compassion. The man has thrown himself into the fire. He's out in the tombs. Jesus got compassion. Nobody else has compassion. When you start attacking with your self-righteousness, you lack compassion. And then the day comes when you want it and you won't find it. You will not find it. That's compassion. Jesus got compassion. And compassion is going to do something. See, there's a death. We got to die. Those self-righteous folks want to kill you so you don't get a resurrection. Jesus wants you to die so you can have a resurrection. You hear it? Go ahead. Do it. That was good.
Jude 1 verse 22. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire.
Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Now, what fear is that? What's that? The fear of the Lord, what's that? Anybody remember what we read that? What fear is? What's the fear of the Lord? If I'm saved with fear, then I got to see the power of fear. Jesus prayed in that he feared. Is that true? Did I quote that one right? Did I do that right? He prayed and that he feared. See, when you don't pray, you don't fear. You got a lot of confidence in you when you don't pray. You okay? Thank you. There's a place where there are no thorns, no briars. There's a place that the Lord has made and preserved for us, waiting for us to come in. But the world keeps our appetite and our belly full. And we never get satisfied. And he keeps giving us stuff. Yes. Yeah. Which one I said? Let me help you. What was I saying? What was it? Proverbs? Was it seven? The fear of the Lord. We named those things. Was it Proverbs 7? Was it? I don't know. I don't remember. No. The one we pull and I define fear for you. the one I gave you, and defined fear for you.
Proverbs chapter 8.
Is 8? Okay.
Verse 13.
8 and 13.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
Uh-oh. We were talking about Job that night. Some say, now you can read a Jude. Pastor gonna love this. She hears it. Oh my God. Do you all, you believe in the coming of the Lord? Do you believe in the coming of the Lord? Do you believe in the coming of the Lord? You believe in the coming of the Lord? You do. You do. Yeah. Is he nigh or far away?
He's nigh.
Oh. You believe in the coming of the Lord?
Yes, sir.
You do.
Yes.
Why? You believe in the coming of the Lord? You believe in the coming of the Lord? How do you know? How do you know? You believe in the coming of the Lord? How do you know? He's supposed to be. What does it mean for him to be nigh you? Right where you are. Where are you? Right where you are in him. How do you know? This is so good. You believe in the coming of the Lord, son? How do you know? You don't know. You said you're in him, right? Anybody else believe they're in him? Anybody believe you're in him? Can I ask you one question? If you were in him, would you be wanting anything? Let me have that mic. If you were in him, would you be wanting anything?
No.
Which means you would be what?
Satisfied.
You got soft that time. Come on, get a little bit louder. Brent.
Satisfied.
A little bit louder. I don't think they can hear you.
Satisfied.
Say it again.
Satisfied.
Say it one more time.
Satisfied.
Slow it down. Say it again.
Satisfied.
Are you satisfied?
I have not witnessed that, no.
She said she ain't witnessed that. Because she would be satisfied if she was. If she knew she was where? In him. She would be what? Would she be complete? But if she doesn't know it consciously, what is she going to... Tell me what you're going to think. You put the mic down too fast. If you don't know that in him you are complete and you're not satisfied, what is going to be your struggle?
Well, believing that I can be satisfied.
Believe you're going to be satisfied. How do you believe you're going to be satisfied? word. I got this class going on. The Lord just going to bless me to pass. I ain't understood nothing all this semester. I'm going to pass this course, right? The Lord's going to do it. He's going to bring it back, right? Yeah. He can do it. You just don't know how. I want to unveil something from our conversation. May I? Well, get the mic then. Let's talk. You say you're in him. So did she. And the Lord said, this is my constraint. Well, I don't look like the constraint. Because flesh is not in this constraint. In the constraint, step back in. The constraint stands against flesh and condemns sin in the flesh. Love does that. And the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the what? Do you feel love in your heart? Do you feel it? Love is not something you talk. Love is what you feel. You ever been in love? You all afraid of that word? Or are you telling me you don't got enough of it? Love is kind. Love is... So when you're not kind, evidently you must have done step out of your constraint. And yet the Lord said, I got you in my hand. That's what he told me. And no one can pluck you out. Well, what's this on the outside? Should I believe this lie or snatch her out of the fire? Which one should I do? Whoa, I felt that one. Which one should I do? Compassion says what? Snatch them out of the fire. Because guess what? The fire is their lust and their flesh that has drawn them out of the constraint. All I'm doing is bringing her back into who she is. That's what a shepherd can do. So when the sheep go out of the pasture, it may not look like they're out of the pasture. They just walking in their what? Flesh. And a sheep doesn't have fear. A sheep can trust. Can you trust somebody with your life like that? You gonna trust, you'll trust you with it, right? And you can make 100 mistakes, and who you gonna trust tomorrow? You. But I ain't gonna give no one else a chance to make 100 mistakes on me. But if I make 100 mistakes on me, I'm okay, because I'm going to keep living and making mistakes on me. What if I told you the same spirit that got you making mistakes is the same one in everybody else that got them making mistakes? I'm going to snatch them back. So, here's the question. I just had to connect that so let y'all know none of this stuff is disjointed. I put the pieces of the puzzle together. You got a mic? Can you help me understand the devil's believing and trembling versus believing I'm in him? Help me understand that. Did you all hear that over here? I've been doing a lot of walking. I've walked all over the church. You all prayed before I got here, right? Right?
Right.
Oh. Wait. What is the difference James said the devils believe and tremble. What's the difference in that and believing I'm in him? Because the love of God constrains her. Did God lie? Did word lie? Where is she? What does she believe? She believes she's where? Outside. Because a man deeds justifies him, and the fruit justifies her. So where are you in your members versus in his members? If he placed you in his constraints, the body of Christ is manifesting the head, the fourfold nature of wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. It's the head. Christ is made that, the head. The body manifests that. So when her members are drawn out, we got to disconnect. Jude says, snatch them out of that fire. Snatch them out of that fire and put them back where they are. How many times do you see something going wrong with people and you don't snatch them out of the fire, but you talk about where they are and you leave them alone? What you come up with? You didn't think I was coming back? Yes.
Do that again. Her being in the body and the flesh. Do it the way you just did it.
Constraint. Mm-hmm. Her members are in agreement. Her mind, her heart, her soul, her spirit, her appetite, her senses. Everything is moving with the constraint of love. But she's drawn away. But God says, you're in my hand and nobody can pluck you out. What went away?
You said the flesh, right?
Yeah.
So my question is, if you were in his hand, Sister Tanetta, get back there. So flesh is there too?
No.
Okay, so
her flesh is her body.
Okay.
Her body is washed and is there as a living sacrifice to manifest. Her body is washed and cleansed as long as that she's obeying that constraint.
So her vessel is on the outside.
Here. The vessel too.
And you say when she's drawn out, you said flesh went out. I'm struggling with her being in the constraint of love. And if she's moved out, if he draw her out, you said the flesh goes out. So I still see flesh in there, because if flesh is drawn out, it's got to be in order to be out. That's what I'm struggling with.
Slow down with how what you're saying. Well, I'm gonna say the same thing. I'm gonna say it a little
okay.
slower. What draws her out?
Is it the lust
of the
flesh?
Is what drawing her where
out?
Because where did she once exist?
Out.
Now, when she go out, what went out? Only her members can go out. But who she is where?
It's still in him. Nobody can pluck you out of his hand. That I understand.
So now, her mind, her desires in her heart, her appetites, her senses, the God of this world can take them and minister unto them and cause her body to move with the God of this world. And yet God can't lie, because where are you? Now she's going to believe of what? Jude said, do what to him?
and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh.
Now, oh, that was perfect. What garment was spotted by the flesh? That's the body of flesh and the garment. Our body was made filthy by the flesh. Those are the spots. You can't be snatched out of that until you hate that manifestation in your body. You cannot enjoy the pleasures of lust in your body and then think you're going to abide in the constraint. So, the body has spots in it because you won't wash it with pure water that it might be virginal. That's about the best you're going to get. So, in him, it can't be two. Can it? Not in him. But he's telling you, you're in me. You're complete in me. Present your body according to your completeness, according to the knowledge, according to the state of consciousness. Present yourself. I've taught you the excellency. Walk by faith. Trust me with all your heart. Hold to it. Well, who's pulling at you and who has your filthy garment still dangling it, still presenting the pleasures of it to you? Who's doing that? The God of this world. But guess what he doesn't have? If the Lord washed your body and cleansed it and you kept it, he don't have it. Sin takes place when you do one thing. What's that? Yield. And if you don't yield, does he have it? Yield not. Yield. It's the yielding that gets you. So when he comes to minister to you, he wants to wear you down, especially women. He wants to wear you down until you do what? Now, what can you yield? Only your vessel, because you're supposed to be presenting that to who? Where are we, Elder and Jen? Where are we?
I'll get it on the next keep preaching.
Faith coming by.
Hearing.
Just hear. What is bypass surgery? Does anybody know what it is? Anybody know what bypass surgery is? I've heard of the expression. Anybody know what it is? You don't have to give me all this. You don't give me all the terms.
It's a surgery you have for your heart. If your heart is not functioning properly, you have to have a surgery because there's a blockage there.
And what do they bypass? Why do you call it?
Your arteries.
They bypass.
Yes.
And it's a blockage.
They try to bypass where the blockage is so there's a flow of blood so your heart can function properly.
Ooh, so we have a lot of blockage.
Blockage.
And wonder why it happens in the vessel. And even the vessels testify to blockage because there's a blockage in our spirit. Something in our spirit blocks the move of God in us. And when it starts testifying in our vessel, we don't understand that that stuff is connected. So your mind blocks you. I want you. I just want you to relax. Just relax, Lord. Just relax. Relax. That's how it always comes. That's how it's going to continue to come. Just relax. And trust me. And I know you do. Oh my God, you hit a place of stillness that was so unique. I felt it. That's all you have to do. You hold that, it'll unveil like a flower blossoming. The petals just open up to you. That's how I want you to see it. Whatever you hear me teach, I want you to see it like a flower blooming and opening up to you. That's the beauty of how he's ministering to you. Praise God for that. Thank you. Anybody rehearse tonight? No? Okay, I got tonight. No. The reason I put you on this spot, because you said I'm in him. I wanted you to prove it, because the devils believe and tremble. Oh, vain man. Faith without works is dead. To tell me you're in him and don't have evidence, I can't say you're not in him. I just got to say you don't have the faith to prove it. Faith without. Now, what work should come out of me if I believe I'm in him? Love, yes. If I believe I'm in here, can anything else come out of me? Now I'm in the constraint. Now, what's the power, mathematician, of a constraint?
Infinite.
You got to talk to me more. Give her mic. She said a constraint is infinite. Tell me, explain more. Come on. We go into mathematics. The universe was built upon mathematics. Pythagoras said so.
It's infinite. So it's access to the infinite. It just keeps going until it hits that constraint wall.
It keeps going until it hits the constraint wall.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Do the area constraint. So you have a constraint on the left.
Uh-huh.
And one on the right.
Go ahead.
And so the space in between is infinite until you put numbers on it.
Okay, let me tell you the power of that. Are you ready? Why don't we love to hear him talk? You got to hear the power of this. Look, stand right there. Stand on the end. We got this on the camera. Let's say that's the constraint. Woo! Every sin of Adam is inside the constraint. Every sin of every man is inside the constraint. Love is the infinity that runs from one pole to the other. Tell me something that's not within, and I'll tell you what he didn't save. Can you believe it? I'll tell you a secret. You want to hear something? You all need a break? I don't know. There's something in Romans 5 that we done read over. I think it's about the 12th verse. Just stand right there. Did you all catch the constraint? So all these people we got a problem with that God ain't going to do nothing with, do you have them outside of the constraint, or are they in the constraint? Where do you have them? Where did you put them? Those that didn't deal with you right, where did you put them? Now, outside of whose constraint? Yours, right? Because it couldn't have been his, because... So So when you are conscious of him, everyone is where? Inside the what? So why should you fret? Why should you think evil? You mean everything anyone has done is inside the constraint of love. What was that symbol? Infinity. You have blown me away with such excellent knowledge. I think it's the 5th chapter by one man. And even over those that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Now I'm about to show you something. Go ahead.
Romans 5 verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men.
In the constraint now, death passed upon everyone where? That ever existed in the earth. Ever. I'm going to show you something in a minute. Ever. Hang with me. Ever. Ever. Is in the constraint. Go ahead.
For that all have sinned.
How many?
All.
But one? No. All? So all are in the constraint. And the constraint is what? Love. For God so loved the world. They were in the constraint of love.
Wow.
Everyone is in the constraint of love. Did many suffer? Yes. It's two thieves on the cross. One don't want to die. The other one just says, remember me. They were all in the constraint of Judas that betrayed him was in the constraint of. He just missed the opportunity to wear the glory of God. Many died not walking in the grace that God has given us. Many fall asleep that did not walk in the glory that God gave us to put on immortality, to be born of an incorruptible seed. They died, they went to sleep. So he's got to bring them back. Because they are in the. So that we can all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Because they died because they didn't hear the trumpet. They fell asleep because they didn't hear the trumpet. But don't you think we are going to prevent them? So they all come together in the harvest. Now how far back do you want to go? Is it still all? Yeshua is all. Yeshua is all. Because some of them alls you don't think need to be in that constraint. You got a few on your list you don't want to put in that constraint, right? Because they did some pretty horrible stuff, right? It's some folks did some, come on now. The devils did some serious stuff. And we don't want them in there. See, who was hell made for? So every creature that yielded to the devil and the ministering spirits, when the Lord finished, is the devil in the constraint?
No.
So the devil gets to go to hell for the first time after love finished the constraint. Well, I may as well act like them. Be careful now. That rich man wished a many days he'd have gave that beggar some crumbs. He found out where he went. He was in the constraint. He just had to be purged by fire. Because God can't lie. I'm not altogether sure that a lot of things people suffer is part of the chastening that's necessary, like Nebuchadnezzar, until he learned that God dwelleth in the kingdom of men. See, no, but somebody need to teach this so people can understand it's not giving credit to the devil. They didn't give credit to the devil for Nebuchadnezzar. God did that to that man. But see, ain't nobody bold enough to teach it. Because nobody know. Mm-mm. You got to understand some things. Yeah.
Romans 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law.
So until the law, bang, right here, law. So from that end of the constraint to the law, sin was in the world. But it was not charged to them. Go ahead.
14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses.
From Adam to Moses. Okay, now you got to catch this now. I didn't know I was going to tell you this tonight. I heard this a while back and it stopped me in my tracks. So be careful. I hope y'all still be with me after I say this. Because you know a lot of them left him, right? Yeah. I got to minister the full counsel of God counsel. I've been sent to do this. I got to unveil the full mystery of godliness so that you will know the truth. From Adam to Moses, sin was in the world. Go ahead.
Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression.
Read that again.
Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression.
Read that again.
Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression.
Now, you got that part? I just want you to hold that piece. Now, you know how you put a puzzle together? You look at that piece and you look at that piece until you can hold it. Read it again. I want you to hold just that little piece right now. Just let me lead you for a few moments.
Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come.
Now back up and read that thing again.
Romans 5 verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression.
Now wait a minute now. How is it that death reigned from Adam? Listen to me now. Listen to me now. Death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after Adam's transgression. To sin after Adam's transgression had to be in the constraint. Would you agree? Because if this is Adam to Moses, that's in the constraint. So everyone sinned after Adam's transgressions, because we were all of Adam. Are you with me? But she said something else there. What did you say?
Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression.
The only way someone could sin and it not be a part of Adam's transgression, they had to be born before him. Questions right there. Did they get anybody's attention? Do that whole thing again. Let me see where I'm standing this time.
Romans 5 verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come.
Now, he covered everyone, not just Adam from the first to the last, Because the only way you don't enter through Adam's transgression, you had to be born when? You can have a seat. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The lamb was slain. I guess he was taking care of those that wasn't in the constraint. Christ, the first fruit that rose from the dead, because he got up and was seen walking around New Jerusalem. Then they that are his afterward at his what? Coming. How many times do you think the Lord has come and you weren't a part of the coming? Because somebody told you something quite different. Christ, the first fruits. That was according to the feast. The first fruits. Then they that are his afterward as coming. But every man in his what? Read that. I do this to get you to grab hold to faith. You stop walking around hanging out and thinking you hanging out with somebody that's going to be changed when you are. Read it.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Are you sure about that? Church. Now that's even his constraint. From Adam to Adam. Everyone that died in Adam, is that the all? Is all going to be made alive in Christ? You sure? You sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? So anybody want to say I'm going to be saved anyway? Because that's what the flesh would tell you right about now. Well, if in Adam all die, not Christ, all going to be made alive. I didn't have nothing to do with Adam's sin. And I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity then. I'm going to be made alive in Christ. Now give me the rest of it now.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order.
Read that again.
But every man in his own order.
No, we're going to all be at the same time. Now throw that out. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Every man in his what? Does that sound like every man gonna be made alive at the same time? So how do you know that some orders have been and you didn't witness them? Go ahead.
But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming.
Now, come Lord Jesus. Didn't they cry that? Come Lord Jesus. They are asking and praying for him to come that they might receive their order. They are living in expectation of the coming to receive that order. Every man in his what? You gotta hear it. I'm telling you this to make you understand something about faith you don't understand. Beware of how you entertain strangers. You just might be entertaining an angel unaware. Did you finish that?
Christ the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power.
I got to have the next one.
For he must reign till he have put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.
So when you testify to 1 Corinthians 15, oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? That's when you are offered up, the kingdom is offered up. And every so often, that's what happens. Or you gonna miss such great opportunity to be glorified, to witness death being swallowed up. Or you gonna have to come back witty and go to sleep until somebody walk in it and you get to come back and be a part of that resurrection. Because we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Some are going to be changed when they come back with him. Others are going to be changed here. Now the question is, which change do you want? This is the wealth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the glory. This is the wealth. Yes. Let her have a mic. Oh, she got one. Thank you.
Can you go back to the scripture that talked about those that had not sinned
after the similitude of Adam's transgression,
and meaning those that came before Adam? I thought Christ, because he was slain before the foundation of the world, but it says those. So does that mean Lucifer and his angels that were in the heaven before they sinned?
Now you're dealing with the angelic order. That's the angelic order you're dealing with. We deal with man because he was made a living what? Soul. He was made a living soul. That's Adam. But those that were before, what were they made? Because you're before Adam. And that's why it makes sense for the lamb to be slain when? Oh, it makes sense now for real, doesn't it? To cover all the races up until Adam. Who knows how old the earth is? And who is it to say that everyone on the earth had to be a descendant of Adam, in which we find out that's not true? The body we have was given as a skin for this world. But the worlds were what? By the what? So all the worlds of God was inhabited. But the key is, what body did they have? So they had not sinned after Adam's transgression. So they sinned. But it wasn't like a descendant. We sin after the transgressions of who? Adam. Because we're descendants of who? Now he's talking about those that
so it's still just dealing with mankind, because we were in Christ before the foundation of the world when he was slain.
Because you were predestinated. That's where your predestination come in at. We're not supposed to be living no imaginary life. We're not supposed to be dreaming. We're supposed to be manifesting what we were before the foundations of the world, because your conscience is supposed to step all the way back to the beginning, and you're supposed to walk it out. You're not supposed to be walking out anything, trying to become anything or get anything. You're walking out looking back at who you were when, before the foundations of the world. Now, the Matthew says Jesus is called who? The Christ. When was the lamb slain? So Christ was slain when? Jesus is born. He's going to grow and mature. But what is he looking at? He's predestinated to manifest who? Christ that was slain when? Now he's got to walk it out. He's not walking looking that way. He's walking looking at his predestination. He was called the Christ. You are called saint. Be holy. Be righteous. Stop trying to walk something to become. Walk because you are. This is what that's going to do. That's going to... Come here, Drake. Stand right there, Cheryl. Stand beside. If Minister Cheryl is your predestination, and she's walking this predestination, something comes out of her predestination called faith. Trust. About the size of a mustard seed. About the size of a mustard seed. But she knows it came from predestination. This gets to walk with her because she's looking back and seeing not her sins and iniquity, but who she is in Christ Jesus. If any iniquity try to come, she knows when he died, she died with him. So now her conscience has to bear witness when that giant, when that harlot stands to corrupt her, she reaches back and trusts that she doesn't have an issue of blood anymore. That's how you are. But what does the enemy always have you looking? And never look at? If you want to see the finished product, should I look forward or back? Very good. And if I believe what is back, then I should be able to. Then I am never, Elder Bell, becoming anything because I'm too busy being who I am. Dre, of faith, have a seat. Are you good? I will tell you again. I pray to have strength. That's what I pray. Ever since I told you, my strength comes from prayer. And it makes me endure. Because Jesus prayed. And what happened to him in that garden? Have anybody been so pressed that it encouraged them to pray so they could be strengthened? Or you rather talk about it? Which one do you want to do? Because he ain't going to move until you do what he did to get his result. He prayed. And what happened to him?
Strengthened.
I feel strength when I pray. It comes. Even when I minister in the sanctuary and pray, it comes. And it will always be more than what I need. That's what wisdom teaches us how to do. We pray. That we're strengthened. Be strong in the... You've got to know. I don't care how strong you feel with your flesh and think you got forever. Don't you know? Look at somebody in front of you. What's going to happen to that life? It's going to come down. But if you somehow or another pray, when it gets ready to do this, it stops and keep going up.
Uh-oh.
And transformation can take place. Faith coming by. Come on, faith coming by. So your soul can be saved. It's enough for your journey. I'm telling you, I couldn't wait to see you tonight. It took me a little while to get here, but I was in a hurry. Trust him. Is there a body greater than the one on the surface? Is there a body greater than our skin? Is it? Is there a body greater than our skin? Then which one should I be conscious of, the greater or the lesser? Why? Why should I be conscious of the greater body? Why? Why? Yes, it's greater. Why should I be more conscious of it? Why? Talk to me.
It's already experienced what the physical body is going to experience. Spiritual body is greater. So it's already walked the path that I have to walk with this natural body.
Connect the two. You say it's greater than this one. Why do I want to be conscious of that body and being a member of his body? Why do I want to be more conscious of that than my own?
Because it's eternal.
Yes. What effect will that have on mine?
It will receive the overflow.
Explain that overflow.
No sickness. Immortality.
So when the death angel try to touch my skin, he can't take my life. You have to do what? See, you don't understand that like I do. If you live in him, move in him, have your being in him, how can you live in the skin? So you live in something that has death in it and won't live in something that can swallow up the death. Because everybody came to church and never knew the church. Never. We thought we knew the church. We had enough faith to get the Holy Ghost. We had enough faith to get healed. We had enough faith to play with the gifts. But we ain't had enough faith to be saved. Which is what the faith is all about. The saving of our soul. We have not had the faith to the saving of the soul because we use faith for stuff. Shouldn't have never been done. If your soul prosper, you won't have a house big enough to hold your stuff. Ask Job, he'll tell you. He shall supply all your need according to his riches. That's to the saving of your soul. Now, I will be honest and tell you, this requires commitment. Now, it ain't no shortcut to this. What I'm telling you now requires commitment, accountability, responsibility. It requires it. And the Lord is preparing some people that you have met. You got some brothers and sisters you haven't met yet that will come see you shortly. So this is good. I'm good. Thank you so much. I'm still connected to the vine. Everyone is okay? That was good, Minister Show. That was good. You understood? She said she's in him. How you know? I told her the devils tremble. You have to have the evidence. Faith without works. What is the work of faith that says I'm in him? Can't nothing come out of me but what? Love. Righteousness, and I can sanctify myself. Redemption, the wisdom of God, the head. That is the whose work? That's his work. What is the secret? He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He'll get in your heart, and when he finished turning, won't nothing be left in your heart but him. He'll do that in our members if we yield. I feel it. There's a body greater than this one. If you can turn loose this one and catch the one beneath this one, you'll find out something will happen to this one from the one you're walking in. Didn't they say blessings come down? Well, push them out. If they're coming down, they're coming down in the body of Christ. Then push it out through yours. That it might manifest in your members. You're not trying to get something that happened that isn't. Your conscience tells you it is. Give you evidence that it is. Push it out. Press it out. Stop trying to make something happen. It is not faith. Faith is the evidence of something not seen that was established before the foundation of the world. Let your conscience connect with that and manifest who you are. And then you'll stop trying to be something. We did so much tonight. I love you, live stream listeners in New Jersey. We're going to keep turning it over, okay?